DW.
It is 5 minutes to 6. We are on our way to the green zone right now. It's a pretty normal night in Baghdad. There's a lot of congestion, a lot of traffic, a lot of people riding around on motorcycles, a lot of people honking their horns at each other. Right now, all around us, you can see normal Baghdadi life. There's a lot of new restaurants, some furniture stores. Everything's a bit dusty. Some things are a little bit run down. Some are brand new. And we are on our way to the green zone.
After the Americans came, they surrounded the green zone with high walls of concrete and barbed wire, making it one of the most fortified areas in Baghdad. It's impossible to get in without an official invitation, and the few entrances to the area are closely guarded. It was eventually turned over to the Iraqi government in 2011, but the American embassy remains, as do many international organizations and the headquarters of the Iraqi government. For most Iraqis, the Green Zone stayed a legend, a prosperous island that almost no one could see. When we enter the Green Zone, you can immediately see the difference from the rest of Baghdad.
Okay, so we just crossed the Tigris River, across a bridge that was lit up by blue lights. We're now in a neighborhood that is a little bit less cosmopolitan than the neighborhood we were in before. It's full of mansions, and there's wider avenues and trees lining the streets. And instead of shops and restaurants, there are a lot of walls around us.
Hassan was born in Baghdad in 1965. He's lived through the Iran-Iraq War, the Iraq-Kuwait War, the American occupation, the ensuing civil war, and finally, the war against ISIS. He's not easily impressed by a road surrounded by walls. But for him, the Green Zone summons a memory of a warmer past when it wasn't the Green Zone. It was a neighborhood that was open to the public and full of movie theaters, markets, and landmarks.
I went to the cinema Mansour. I went to plays, to restaurants. I visited the monuments. It was open. There were markets. The Zavra Tower was open. You could see all of Baghdad.
Part of the reason the Green Zone is so fortified is because of the violence in Baghdad following 2003. The U.S. occupying forces fired Iraq's standing army and began a new government that was based on sectarian lines. These decisions led to increasing sectarian tensions. And by 2006, Baghdad had descended into violence and chaos. During that time, there were multiple attacks on the Green Zone. Protesters stormed it, and part of their anger stemmed from the fact that as things fell apart in Baghdad, partially due to American influence, the Green Zone remained protected and pristine. For Hassan, the creation of the Green Zone came hand in hand with years of conflict that still make him nervous driving in his own city.
The 70s was a golden era before the war with Iran. It was a golden era. After Saddam got power, the problems began. The war with Iran, the war with Kuwait. So the situation began to change. But the situation in the 80s was better than it is now. The state of the services, environment, and health was better than they are now. Baghdad was safe. At any time at night, you could go to any district in Iraq and you would be personally safe. Now, there is no such security. That's the reason I have this pistol. There isn't any security.
Hassan's an art teacher who spends his weekends volunteering to teach homeless children arts and crafts. The fact that he casually has a gun in his car startles me, to say the least. But he says to be safe, he has no choice but to carry the weapon. The Green Zone's opening was strictly limited. With the exception of the road we just drove down, the majority of the zone remains inaccessible to most Iraqis. On top of that, the road is only open at night from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m., and it is forbidden to stop along the way to take pictures or to turn down any side streets. For Hassan, it's not that impressive. He thinks that if the government is going to open the zone, then they should do it properly.
The opening of the Green Zone also has practical significance for Baghdadis. The area cut a big chunk out of the center of the city, and navigating around it could take hours in the already congested Baghdad.
Karar Tala, a 27-year-old doctor at a pharmacy in a neighborhood right next door to the Green Zone, says the changes after the road opened were immediately visible.
Before Karkh, the western side of Baghdad was cut off, and, you know, our work was on this side. So opening it will ease travel and make it possible to get to Karkh in 10 or 15 minutes. Why? Because the Green Zone is in the middle of Karkh, so it'll make commuting easier because before, we had to go to Jadariya, and it took time and made you late to have to go through the checkpoints, for example. Since the Green Zone opened, it has begun to get better, and that made things easier for us in Karkh. It has helped the pharmacy, and we're staying open later. Now, until 1 a.m., someone stays here keeping it open. So it saved time for us when getting from one neighborhood to another.
The Green Zone is a foreign place to Karar. He does not have the memories that Hassan carries with him of the neighborhood before it was closed off to citizens.
I never saw it. I'm 27 years old. It closed 15 years ago, and I was only 12 then. I didn't even have a car. Now, I have a car, and when I go to the Green Zone, I feel joy because of the hanging bridge. It means times are changing, even though it's in small ways. It makes me happy that to go from Yarmouk, it used to take four streets and an hour at the least. Now, I can go over the hanging bridge. It takes me 10 minutes to get to Yarmouk. It's all joyful. I feel that there is change coming, and hopefully it will go well.
But for people of Hassan's generation, the Green Zone is much more than just an annoying traffic creator. It physically shows how much Iraq has changed in the past 15 years. It's tied up with a mix of bitterness, nostalgia, and anger. Sitting in a restaurant just a few minutes away from the Green Zone, Salah Katai, a 57-year-old army officer and businessman, remembers that when they first built the Green Zone, all he felt was despair.
I am dead. Why I am dead? Because they have stolen everything in my country. American has come here to liberate us from that regime. But the another regime with another skin, there is no difference with the other.
Salah points to a wave of recent protests that have swept the country, beginning in the southern city of Basra, that show how bad the situation has become since 2003.
They have stolen our money without fulfilling any project. There's no project. You can't see. And all the governors of Iraq, have you seen any change? No change.
But despite his anger, Salah still thinks that even just a road through the Green Zone is a step in the right direction.
The factors of opening a Green Zone is a sign of changing. After they closed every many ways, it will be open. That's a hope for Iraqi people. This is a bit of hope. DW.